Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I walk back down.
It's Tom Petty.
No,
these heartbreakers bringing us back. Down. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. EnergyBarTools.com. Is that right? Did I say it right, Rick?
Yeah, perfect, yes.
Tell them what they're going to find when they get there.
Well, first of all, there's a three-minute animated video, a cartoon, that describes what the Energy Bar is. And I've had people watch the video and go out and apply the Energy Bar. So
I've seen it. I've seen it, folks. It's pretty cool. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, and then there are like three different services that I offer, but where I would really direct your listeners is to the fourth button down at the bottom that says, it doesn't say free stuff. It's they talked me out of calling it free stuff. I think it's free resources. And there's a bunch of short videos saying, look, here's how, you know, this organization used something like this. Here's a practical example. So there's that. There's a quick assessment tool. There's a bunch of podcasts that I've done with people who I think know something about influencing. So there's a ton of free stuff. You would never have to call Rick Maurer to use it, and you don't have to sign in for the stuff either.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Rick. Folks, that's what a great gesture. And I tell you, please go there and check it out, energybartools.com. Go down to the fourth button, and then you might wander back up to the other buttons, and who knows, you might want to write Rick a check. But we appreciate, Rick, your generosity and the quality. You know the kind of folks we hang out with around here. They're all high quality folks, and they give us their presence, and that's what we're talking about right now, Rick. And I want to come back to presence, mm-hmm. as with the elements of presence, including trust and respect and authenticity. Those three things, you know, I don't care. I won't feel badly if my employees don't like me. I don't want them to dislike me, but I mean, I don't need them to fall mm-hmm. in love with me. I would rather that they respect the fact that I'm going to treat them fairly, that they may not like the decision mm-hmm. I make, but it's going to make sense. I'm not going to be dithering. I'm going to make a decision and move on, even if it turns out to be the wrong one. We didn't have inertia. I'm going to want them to feel that kind of confidence about me. That's part of the presence that I want to exude. What do you think?
Great. No, I agree completely. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking about in Barry Goldwater's autobiography. I mean, he's sort of the patriarch of modern conservatism, and he wrote his autobiography during the height of the Reagan years. Mm-hmm. And in the book, he said, you know, for my money, the best president over the last 100 years was, you know, turn the page. And he said, Harry S. Truman. Mm-hmm. And, they're obviously all Americans who cared about America, but on the political spectrum here in America,
opposites.
That's pretty far apart. Mm-hmm. And so it was a shock, and I'm sure that he knew it was a shock. And he said, but the reason I say that, as he said, I never went to bed at night wondering where Harry stood on anything.
Right.
And that's the
trust.
That's
exactly right. You people should be able to count on you. That's exactly right. I love the way he said that. I'll tell you something that you might be surprised to hear me say that. One of my favorite politicians that I've ever been around, and I say been around, but by that I mean I've seen them work and heard them talk and stand up for things, Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman is one of my favorite politicians. You know why? Because he's a fierce advocate for America. He's a statesman. Joe Lieberman is a statesman. He's a liberal Democrat, but he's a statesman. Hmm. And I love Joe. If Joe had run for president, I probably would have voted for him.
Wow.
Because I think he's what you just said. He's the kind of person I think that Goldwater was talking about, and I think that's what your people they don't need to expect that if you try to like your employ if you try to make your employees like you, I think you'll fall short. What do you think?
Well, I think the key in that sentence is try to make them like me, because that there's a level of manipulation in there and working a little too hard. I think that study that I talked about, I mean, it's just they operated in a way that people liked them. And I think part of that, a big part of that, is trust and authenticity, not, wow, we love to go out and have a beer with this guy, or
unless
he treats me better than anybody
unless
else.
Unless they included pizza, and that might change my
opinion. Well, there you go, yeah.
Hey, Rick, I need the website one more time. Come on.
EnergyBarTools.com.
Check it out, folks. Don't forget that bottom button down there. That's where the free stuff is. Hey, Rick, thanks for that. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I got to take a quick break, though. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.